To most people in Richmond, the part of town that housed the old, abandoned firehouse was an eyesore.
This area that we're in the 70s, 80s, and 90s was a bad area of town. Lots of illicit activity going on.
To firefighter Tom Broyles, it was an opportunity to bring a barbecue restaurant and live music venue to town.
I always loved this building, the architecture out front. I always thought it was a really cool old firehouse.
Along with fellow firefighter and business partner Rick Bolin, Broyles bought the building, which was a firehouse in the 1880s. Today, it is Firehouse Barbecue and Blues. Cindy Ballard and her husband drove in from Middletown, Ohio.
This is a unique idea. You take a unused building and you convert it into this, and it works very well.
They opened their doors on January 6, 2012, more out of necessity than readiness.
And we were out of money. We're like, we got to get this place open. Now, that's not really the best time to start a business in the middle of the beginning of January, but we had to get open, and the money that we made that day, we would take that night and go buy more supplies for the next day.
When renovating, Broyles and Bolin wanted to keep the original architecture and theme alive. Worn coats and helmets hang on the walls next to badges from fire departments across the state. People entering the restaurant immediately see the brass pole that firefighters use to slide from the second floor.
We worked on these buildings for 2 years, just me and another guy. I can show you some before pictures. They were in really bad shape.
Broyles has worked as a firefighter for 18 years and still works full-time in addition to running the restaurant.
It's a celebrate rarely, grind daily kind of thing.
They now have more than 30 employees.
You know, you can build the Taj Mahal, and it's great, and people come in and look at it, but if they eat the food and the food's terrible, they're not coming back, you know? So that's what I tell people. It's the music's cool and all that, but it's the food that drives, you know, it's the engine of the car, man. It's got to be good to keep people coming back.
Their menu is simple, home-cooked Southern barbecue. The first-time customers from Ohio enjoyed everything they ordered.
I got the beef brisket, and it is melt in your mouth.
I got the
barnyard sampler.
Barnyard sampler, because I wanted to sample some of all of it.
Broyles has a hard time deciding what his favorite menu item is.
That's kind of like, you know, who do you love more, your mom or your daddy, you know what I mean? I think the brisket is really good. I like it a lot. We have a barbecue nachos with pulled pork that's a big seller for us. We have a sandwich called a smoking hog that's really good. It's a smoked sausage sandwich with pulled pork and sauce and cheese. But probably the brisket's probably my favorite. And the ribs are killer too, though. I mean, you know, the ribs are on point.
Firehouse Barbecue and Blues will celebrate its second year in January.
We worked here 2 years for a chance to maybe make it, you know. But that's, you know, that's how life is. You just got to get out there and do it, and if you believe in it, then you work hard enough at it, hopefully you got a chance to succeed.
They have live music nearly every Tuesday and weekends. In Richmond, Lisa Ryan for IPR News.